Thank you, Chris. Now we have our last selection of news items for this first part of Chatterbox, this time with a commercial slant. We hear of the sad news that the well-known and long-established building firm W.S. Lusher has gone into administration. On a brighter note, the future of Startright Shoes looks set to be secure, and the post office evidently hopes that the move of their major centre in Castlemar to St Stephen's will benefit both them and their customers.
A heritage building firm which has traded in Norwich for four generations and counts the Queen as one of its customers has gone into administration with the loss of 24 jobs. Staff at Royal Warrant Holder W.S. Lusher & Son were told on Friday that the firm's mounting losses had grown too steep for it to continue. An attempt to secure a lifeline for the business by selling its two-acre Sproston site earlier this year has so far been fruitless, and more than half of its employees have been let go. Managing Director Mark Lusher, whose grandfather William founded the business in 1924, said, "We have given it everything we've got to make it work, but we've been up against too many factors." The remaining employees at the firm, which has built a reputation for restoring churches, stately homes and historic buildings, will complete its final contracts. W.S. Lusher is one of the few remaining building firms which directly employs all of its staff. Most now bring in subcontractors according to their workload. But now the cash has finally run out, and there are hopes the struggling business can be sold as a going concern, with Norwich-based rescue specialist McTeer, Williams and Wood brought on board to find a buyer. W.S. Lusher has held a royal warrant for its work on Sandringham House since 1978. Administrator Andrew McTeer said the company's strength was its long-standing reputation and skill base.
The new chief executive of Startright Shoes has revealed bold plans to update the historic brand and bring it into a new era. Ian Watson, the company's first boss to be appointed from outside the founding family, said his first challenges will include narrowing the focus of the product range, navigating rock-bottom exchange rates, and revamping the firm's Norwich base. "We really want to have fewer styles, but stronger styles that sell in higher volumes," said Mr. Watson, who joined the business earlier this year when former executive chairman Peter Lamble stepped down. "The brand is going to be updated, but not step too far away from its core. Startright, which was founded 224 years ago, has built a reputation for quality school shoes, which was where Mr. Watson said the business would continue to focus. But it needed a revamp," he added, "which involved immediately upgrading its Norwich outlet shop and extending the opening hours past 3:45 p.m. so parents could bring their children after school. "It is the range of shoes where Mr. Watson wants to make his mark, with a greater focus on Startright's expertise in children's development and designing shoes children want to wear." He said, "Durability is of critical importance to mum and dad. They want to buy something they know lasts."
The post office in Castlemar closed on Wednesday, August the 10th, and its replacement opened on St Stephen Street at 9 a.m. on Thursday, the 11th of August. The branch will be renamed Norwich Crown Post Office and will continue to be operated by Post Office Limited. The W.H. Smith branch will continue to offer the same service as the Castlemar branch, with the exception of a cash machine, though one will be installed subject to survey and planning permission. Roger Gale, General Manager for Post Office's Crown Branch network, said, "We are committed to remaining on the high streets and at the heart of communities, and we are making changes right across our network to enable us to do so." The Castlemar branch will permanently close. The shopping centre was opposed to the move and urged customers to back it, staying at its current site. It will have 7 counters and 4 self-service kiosks, with opening times on 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday to Saturday, and a later opening time of 9:30 a.m. on Tuesdays.
A student from Norwich University of the Arts is among 3 winners of a regional architecture award. Rafael Viegas Ramos scooped the Royal Institute of British Architects, RIBA, East Student Award for a project which formed part of his undergraduate course. The annual awards showcases and rewards the talents of outstanding architectural students in the East of England, whose work has been selected as the best in their year. The other two winners of the award were students at Anglia Ruskin University, Cambridge, and the University of Cambridge.
A traffic shake-up is on the cards for part of Norwich, bringing in a 20 mph speed limit for even more roads. A new cycle lane and speed bumps are also part of Norwich City Council's proposals for the area around St Clement's Hill. The project is part of the Council's drive for a blanket 20 mph speed limit on the city's residential roads. If approved, it would see 20 mph limits on streets including Elm Grove Lane, Chamberlain Road, Rosebery Road, Blythe Road, Pelham Road, Philadelphia Lane and Sleaford Green. The project would also see changes made to the St Clement's Hill junction with Magdalen Road. A segregated cycle path across the large footpath area in front of the Whalebone Public House is also part of the scheme. Some people living nearby have questioned whether that is a sensible place for such a lane.
Well, that's all from Richard and myself. And now we'll hand over to Marianne and Chris for part two of Chatterbox.